Now, he didn't just have it. The doctor said us wouldn't catch it, because he didn't just have it. He was the kind of a man liked to gamble and go around. The boy hit him, and he lose all the blood to where he didn't have it. And the doctor said we wouldn't catch it like that. He didn't have no blood. One morning I went to milk the car and come back. This house wasn't there. He laying there in that door and looked like a tub of blood had run down inside the house. At that place. And ain't no telling how long it had been bleeding, you know, and he didn't tell nobody. He was up there, they said gambling. And say he ain't winning all the boy's money. Now that's what the folks told me. But he told me when he went to die, he said that boy wasn't the one hit him. He told me, I know the man when he said hit him, he live here now. And he told me that when he went to die, I was there. He said, that's who hit me. And I tell him about it. And then I just told him, I tell him about it. I said, yeah, well, let's say you hit him. He don't say he didn't do it. He don't tell me he didn't do it. Well, he done it. Willis said, when it went down there the way it was, some other folks was fighting, you know. Mm-hmm. And he jumped down and run down there and he met this boy, and this boy hit him. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell him about it when I get ready.
Well, have you ever seen one that was out in the country somewhere?
What?
Place where people were buried?
All up this road here. You go up that road that night, you see all them fresh flowers on them graves. What different folks ain't been long died right up the road here.
Graveyard. The box they buried them in is what?
A coffin.
Yeah.
And they put them in too much, in the coffin and in the vault too. Mm-hmm. If they wasn't dead, they wouldn't get out. Everybody, long time ago, you may not believe, but everybody wasn't dead. Everybody wasn't dead long time ago. They did.
Why?
Because they wasn't dead. I know a boy died right here. He wasn't dead. I told that woman, that boy, I said, he's not dead. Don't care. But you know, when you came to the undertaker, they beat you with that thing, with that glove, until they kill you. And that was my first cousin, boy. He had got over drunk. And, the sweater just popping on him. And I told him, I said, that child's heart just drunk. That child ain't dead. He wasn't dead. But you see, the undertaker's got to make that money. He sure wasn't dead.
Uh-huh.
And I never believe he wasn't dead unless God tell me. That's the only way. And when I was a little girl, my daddy sent us home to tore up wood. You know, folks used to cut wood in the woods.
Yeah.
And us had never seen nobody dead. And he told us, go by there and look at Brer York. And y'all go home and tore up the wood and get in the water. It's a picking cotton and picked down. And us was picking by the day with somebody. You know, we had a big crowd. Us pick a bale of cotton a day. And everybody see us went there, his crowd would pick a bale a day. And so we picked that bale and he told us to go home, the little children. And he told us to go by there and look at him. We went by there and had him on two chairs across the fireplace. And you know, I seen that man up waking since then. He coming to. Papa went to the funeral, come back. He said, no funeral today. He said, why? He said, Brother York coming too.
Ha!
And us were scared to go by him. Running the road, nobody running out to the road. And us had to go to our sister's house. Us would wait till they get to the other end. Then us would run by, because they had been dead. Us didn't know no better. Well, Papa said he was off in trance. They buried a lot of people off in trance before they had this undertaking. A lot of people wasn't dead.